From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The U.S. economy is experiencing its longest-running expansion in history, and many areas in this region are seeing particularly strong forecasts, in large part because of the tech industry. Noah Glick from our Mountain West News Bureau has more.
The Reno, Nevada metro area scored first overall nationwide in economic strength. That's according to the latest report by Area Development Magazine, a publication focused on corporate site selection. Tom Harris is an economics professor at the University of Nevada, Reno. He says more investment in technology helped bring a new energy to the city and a region that was hit hard by the Great Recession.
In our case, my goodness, in 2008, it was like, who's going to be the last person to leave Washoe County? Please turn off the lights.
The report looked at the largest 399 metro areas across the country. Six of the top 10 were technology hubs in the West. But Harris points to growth in traditional sectors like manufacturing and healthcare as other drivers. According to the report, seven metro areas in our region ranked in the top 50. Those are all in Nevada, Colorado, and Utah. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
The Ogden-Clearfield metro area was the highest ranked in Utah at 18th overall in the nation. A monument is planned to memorialize nine U.S.-Mexican dual citizens ambushed and slain last year by drug gang assassins along a remote road near New Mexico. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says a monument of some sort will be established near the site of the killings that he calls lamentable and painful. Officials also plan to recognize those who risked their lives to aid the victims. The three women and six children were killed in early November. They were part of a community south of the border formed generations ago that regard themselves as independent Mormons, not affiliated with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Entering Arches National Park can mean waiting in line during peak season. That's true for cyclists, too. But now the National Park Service is considering a new way in for some self-powered visitors. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
Currently, cyclists must enter the park on the main road along with cars. Pedestrians can bypass that road by using a new trail completed last summer. It connects a bicycle and pedestrian path along the highway to the park's visitor center. But cyclists aren't allowed to use it yet. Park officials say allowing them to do so would be safer and faster. But cyclists must remain on paved roads once inside the park. That's according to Angie Richmond with Arches National Park.
We don't have a dedicated bike path up into the park, and you know, we don't have a real wide shoulder, so we really caution our visitors, if they decide to do that, to be very careful.
As of now, Richmond says there are no other plans to make the park more bike-friendly. The Park Service is accepting comments about the new entrance for cyclists through February 11th. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The superintendent of Canyon School District plans to retire at the end of the school year. Dr. Jim Briscoe calls it a very difficult decision to step away from the post that oversees a community of 34,000 students. Briscoe has been an educator for more than three dozen years and a superintendent of schools in Utah and Illinois for 18, including at Canyon since 2014. Board President Nancy Tingey praises Briscoe for his positive attitude, inclusive leadership style, and no-nonsense approach to finding solutions. She calls him one of a kind. Briscoe helped navigate a new teacher compensation package to boost starting pay, supervised the completion of all new school and renovation projects after voters approved a $250 million bond in 2010, and motivated a hike in the Canyon's district graduation rate to 90%. A former Utah nurse who stole painkillers and infected several patients with hepatitis C has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. 53-year-old Elie Nielsen was sentenced yesterday after previously pleading guilty in federal court to tampering with a consumer product and fraudulently obtaining a controlled substance. She acknowledged injecting herself with painkillers meant for patients while she worked as an emergency room nurse at an Ogden hospital. Her attorney says the syringes she used somehow became mixed up in the chaos of the ER. Seven people contracted the Hep C virus Nielsen carries. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.